You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me today for Inside Out. And this is a weekly podcast. The whole design, the whole purpose, my whole heart in doing this is to encourage you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are divinely designed by God, and you are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. And by your divine design, and I am extremely summarizing here, you are actually designed to live from the inside out rather than from the outside in. Too often people just live by the stimulus of so many things around them, the pressures, the problems, the good things, the bad things, the highs, the lows of what's outside of us, and we live from the outside in when we're actually created and designed from the inside out. I like to put it this way. We need to be bigger and stronger on the inside than the pressures and problems on the outside. And that's the best way to live. It truly is. And that is what we see the instruction in Scripture is how we are to live. Well, I just wanted to remind you of that. And if you're new to the podcast, I welcome you. And just to give you a little insight on just the purpose that is overlaid and undergirds every one of these episodes. And I'm so glad you are with me today, whether you're returning or you're brand new. And my prayer this morning is that this would be a help to you and encourage you. Some of this is mercy, you know, just to comfort and help us. And then some of this is truth, and you have to have both. And the truth is to instruct us and teach us and remind us and perhaps even correct us how to work and live this life. We've been talking about serving. And so the last few episodes talking about a number of aspects and ways of serving and the motivation of serving. Very important for us to realize that most of all our serving comes out of an awareness and a gratitude in our hearts and minds because we realize how good God has been to us. And, you know, those who've been, for example, those who have been forgiven of much love much. And the Bible says that love serves. So when I'm aware of how good God has been to me, think about that. Has he been good to you? I know you're busy and going and doing all the stuff and got so much to do, but stop for a moment. Has God been good to you? How has he been good to you? Think about that. I'm thinking just this morning, his mercies are new today. And without his mercies, we're consumed. It's a mercy. His mercy is his kindness to us. And then his grace that he gives us, you know, and we've been forgiven much. And those who've forgiven much love much. They have a high level of gratitude, excuse me, for what God has done. And love and gratitude motivates us to serve. And so often as we serve, it might look like we're serving people, but we're actually serving God when we get this right because we're serving from our hearts. Well, serving, and I want to wrap up the whole few episodes on serving with this today. Serving actually brings freedom to us. Serving brings freedom. Excuse me. In Matthew 5, verse 41, Jesus said, "And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. It's called second mile service. If you know anything about Chick-fil-A, this is one of their core values, to go the extra mile, to do more than expected. I saw a headline this last week that Chick-fil-A, of all restaurants across the country, had been rated the most welcoming, the most friendly, the most helpful. And I believe it comes out of this core value of second mile service. And that should not just be for a chicken restaurant. That should be for you and I as children of God, that we go the extra mile. We do more than is expected. That same verse, Matthew 5:41, in the today's English version, says, "And if one of the occupation troops forces you to carry his pack 1 mile, carry it 2 miles." So contextually, what's going on here historically is a Roman occupation of the Jews. And this Roman rule and occupation was heavy. It was oppressive. It was harsh. It was mean. It was rule. It was abusive. And they could compel or force people into service without any warning, even at great inconvenience. Simon of Cyrene, who carried Jesus' cross, he was compelled. "Hey, you, come here, carry this." And typically this compelling was not compelling. You know, sometimes we talk about, you know, something someone did or said or asked was so compelling, it motivated you. No, this was just forced motive. And typically, as I said, rude and abusive. And if you resisted or you refused these Roman soldiers, it was at your own peril. So there were mile markers put out, and it was 1,000 paces, roughly 5,000 feet. And as you were compelled, as one was compelled to go 1 mile, "Here, carry my stuff for a mile. Carry his pack, carry," and that would have a load to it. "Carry this for 1 mile," which is what the law said they could do. And they could be, you know, so rude to you, so abusive to you, so inconsiderate of you. And Jesus said, when they compel you, when they're rude like that and they make you do this 1 mile, here's what Jesus said: "Carry it 2 miles." Because he knew, get this now, "Carry it 2 miles," because he knew it would free you from the anger and the bitterness and the resentment. The first mile, render unto Caesar. The second mile, render unto God. Step into mile 2 and leave the rudeness and the pressure, and then within yourself, the anger, the resentment, the bitterness, leave it behind. "I was compelled that first mile, but now I freely give, and I free myself, and I keep my joy, and I keep my gladness." And you know what? Then at the end of the second mile, you walk back home. But you can walk back home better now. Where most, I think, if they only went the 1 mile, you got to walk back home. You walk back home bitter. But if you step into that second mile mentality, you can walk back home better because you have freed yourself. Now, just in summary, Christianity shows up in serving. We are saved to serve. Have a servant's heart. Use your gifts and abilities. Serving brings a joy that's not found anywhere else. Make sure that you also serve with gladness, and that serving will bring freedom to your soul. You have a healthy, happy soul when serving is a major part of your life. Serve God, serve Jesus, serve people, and the Holy Spirit will be with you, and he will help you. It's the best way to live. It's the best way to live, to serve God and all the outgrowth and fruit of that overflowing into so many situations. Your joy will be full. Well, thank you again for joining me, and I hope you'll join me the next time. Invite somebody to tune in to Inside Out, and I believe it'll be a blessing and encouragement to them as well. So until the next time, God bless you. Have a great week. We'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.